go right to the Rumba Revolution hotline. Again, when the great song.
I see now.
Kept the pedal to the metal with it all on the line. As if it wasn't an interesting enough story, the man was born in Provo, Utah. One bullet for a man to die. Joining us now, Kyle Turley. We've been talking about it all day. Happy to have you. Kyle, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, we have heard the song. We played it over and over again today, and we'll play it over and over again as we go through. It's a great song. Another whiskey.
Right on, man. I appreciate that.
Power country. I didn't even know there was such a thing, but if this is what it is, I love it.
Well, I guess it's my flavor, just as I brought to the football field a little different style of play for an offensive lineman. That, you know, I had to do something a little different and not just go with the flow of the mold here in Nashville.
You are – I think molds are not for you. You have broken out of them.
Yeah.
From Provo, Utah, you went to school in San Diego. You got tats. You're drinking about. You're singing about whiskey. I mean, I guess you know they say you can never go home again. You truly can't ever go home again, can you?
Oh, I go home as much as I can, and I walk the streets proud, man.
That's
you
good.
Know, it's life's a hard road to hoe, man, and everybody has their things, and I just try to keep it real, man.
Was it something you did through your career? Were you involved in music, interested in music through your NFL career before you became a full-timer in music?
Oh, yeah. You know, my you know, dedicated fans from my football days, they know me, you know, having playing up on stage Monday night at the Mic in 2004 that they did where we were in competition with other athletes in the NFL that played instruments, and I was playing guitar with Three Doors Down. I did charity benefit concerts when guys were putting on golf tournaments and, you know, playing in cover bands. I played drums in a death metal band in Arizona when I was rehabbing my back injury. So, you know, music's been a part of my life for a long, long time, and you know, been playing the guitar and drums for a while, and it was just a natural progression for me.
You would have to say, I guess, or maybe you wouldn't, but I think most people would, had an interesting NFL career is one way to phrase it. You had some great ups and certainly some things that probably didn't work out the way you'd hoped. But when you think back about your time in the NFL, what stands out to you? What are you most proud of? What do you think about the most?
Well, you know, you have it on the right on the nail there with my career being a roller coaster, you know, which most careers are. You know, the majority of people that enter the NFL don't walk out, you know, they're carried out and or forced out. And that's the unfortunate reality of playing that sport. You know, the average length career, 3 to 4 years. So, you know, I beat the odds in that regard, but, you know, didn't achieve the goals I was setting out to achieve as a football player and being a, you know, 15-year-plus guy, a Hall of Famer. And, you know, that'll always be something I think about. But, you know, that game is such a violent game. You know, you can't think about it too much because the experience alone that I got to live by playing in the NFL for the time I did was just an unbelievable dream come true.
You haven't shunned the image. Anger Management is the name of the album, which is getting really great feedback. Talk about how you came to Anger Management as far as an album title. And then also talk about some of that. You talk about football a lot. I was looking at the rundown. I mean, it's part of your music. I mean, as far as the things that you you sing about and you talk about.
Well, it's a part of me. You know, I mean, it's something I'm never going to run from. I'm very proud to wear that badge on my sleeve. You know, that I played in the NFL. Like I said, it was a dream come true. I worked hard at it. It was nothing that was given to me. You know, I came from very humble means to, you know, from every aspect you can think of, you know, from financially to physically, and was a self-made individual and proving myself coming out of San Diego State that I could be the first offensive lineman taken in the draft out of college. And you know, being able to have, you know, beat those odds of the average length career in the NFL and make a Pro Bowl and an all pro team and, you know, all those things, man, and be in the playoffs and you know, have a hand in helping a team win and have a chance at getting to the championship. I mean, those are experiences I'll never forget. You know, I wear them proudly, so I got to sing about them. You know, my music is me, and it's real. It's not some fabricated, you know, songs that come out of somebody else's mouth and are passed around here readily available in this town here in Nashville. You know, that'd be the easy way out, and I've never taken that.
Did you celebrate with the Saints as they won the Super Bowl this last season?
I did, man. We had a tour we actually booked early this year going down to the Super Bowl, you know, because I was heavily involved and still am with the Gridiron Greats organization with Mike Dick and Gale Sayers, and we had already had some events planned down there, so I had got my guys together, and we went on the road down to Miami, and the Saints just kept winning while we were on that tour, and it was awesome because by the time we got there, you know, I'd already had a song that I had written for the Saints and everything. You know, a song, My Soul Bleeds Black and Gold, that's out there is, you know, something I wrote a long time ago, and so it was just awesome to be able to play that song over and over at those shows we were playing down there. And then when we finally got to Miami, our last show down, and we played three shows down there. And our last show was in, you know, game day in the morning, right out by the Saints Hotel and that they were staying at. And we were able to play in front of about 1,500 screaming Saints fans at a private function and getting them all fired up for the game. We didn't get to go to the game. We had to get back to Nashville because we had some more gigs booked. But, you know, we were watching it on the bus and on the way back and just, you know, cheering our butts off, man. It was a great time, great experience, and an overdue, you know, height of accomplishment for not just a team but a city that deserves it most of all.
Mm-hmm. Musician, former NFLer Kyle Turley joining us in the zone. So we had a bracket earlier this year, Kyle. We did athletes who turned to music after their careers had ended, or I guess guys who were doing it simultaneously, like the guy who won it. We're biased here, of course, so John Daly won it. That was from our listeners. Who's a guy that you played with? You talked about some of the other athletes you played music with while you were still in the league. Who are some of the guys that you respect as far as music goes that were athletes at one point?
There's a few guys, you know, you go around the Super Bowl event and, you'll find them. You know, football season is our chance to really, you know, have an audience. And, Doug Flutie's got a cover band that he plays drums in with his brother. We played with them at one gig down in Miami there at the last Super Bowl. Defensive tackle, from the Vikings, the Polynesian cat, God dang, what was his name? Anyway, he's a tremendous singer, man, and an unbelievable talent. And there's a few guys. There's guys, you know, like I said, we did that thing in 2003 or 4 with Monday Night at the Mic that they did. And, you know, there was some guys that played keys, and there were guys that played bass that are just super talented. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of guys with musical talent in the NFL. You just don't see it. You know, people don't showcase that. But I kind of went out of my way during my career to do so. You know, the Hard Knocks thing on HBO, you know, people that remember that when I was with the Chiefs, you know, I was down there playing music in the basement with the guys. And, you know, I always had music a part of everything I did, you know, because it was just that great escape from the monotony of the daily life of football.
Yeah. Are you touring now anywhere close to Arkansas at all?
We'll get out there. We're working with we just signed on with a great group, CAA, to do all of our booking. Mm-hmm. And they're out there hustling us, man. We got some great shows lined up. Most of them are east right now. But we're planning to tour the whole country this football season. You know, just getting started here, and we'll be in Arkansas soon. There's no doubt. You know, hopefully, real soon, man. You know, Willie Rofe spoke of Arkansas very fondly.
That's good. Well, we appreciate him. We talk about him very fondly. He's one of our greats for sure. So
I guess you can keep up. Is it your MySpace page that has the upcoming events and we can see?
Yeah, you can go to the MySpace page, Turley Band. You can go to gridironrecords.com, which is a company I started a few years ago with a buddy of mine. And, you know, we're just out there doing our own thing, man. There's no big label behind this. This is just an organic grassroots deal. And go to gridironrecords.com, and you can go to every site from there, all the links, from MySpace to Facebook and Twitter and all those other deals, you know, and we've got a full website page with all the music, and you can buy the CD and it'll take you to iTunes and do all those other things as well if that's how you do it. So go to gridironrecords.com for all of it.
Good deal. Hey, Kyle, we appreciate it. Good luck with the album, and hopefully we get to see it touring through Arkansas at some point.
We will. We will. We'll be there soon, man. I appreciate you guys letting me come on, and any of those club owners out there, you can go to gridironrecords.com, send us an email, and you know, book us, man. We'll be on our way there.
That'd be great. Yeah, and if you get a gig anywhere close, we'll definitely like to get you back on again. We'll promote it for sure.
We're doing a really cool thing that's about to pop up, and you guys can have the first skinny on it. It's not even on the site yet. We're creating the page, but you can still go to our site and look into inquiries for gigs. But we're going to be starting a Monday Night Football house party opportunity where you know, fans can book us. We'll come to your house, and we'll play your Monday Night Football house party. And there's all kinds of fun things that we'll bring along to provide as extras if you like. But we will come rock your house for a menial fee, but get us down the road. But we want to get out there and let the fans know that we're available for that. So, you know, private or public appearances, man, give us a holler. We're out there, and we'll come jam with you.
All right, cool. We've got the info, too. We'll try to link it to the site. And also, I guess the video is out on YouTube, too, so we may try to link that as well. But, Kyle, thanks a lot, man. Hope to hear from you again soon.
Right on. Appreciate it anytime. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.